This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Joe Biden signed into law on Saturday legislation that suspends the U.S. government's debt limit through January of 2025 and avoids a potentially disastrous default just days before the government runs out of cash to pay its bills. The White House announced the signing in an emailed statement Saturday and said the signing was done in private. In the statement, Biden thanked congressional leaders. He also spoke from the Oval Office to the American people on Friday night.
I want to commend Senator Speaker McCarthy. You know, he and I, and our teams, we were able to get along, get things done. We were straightforward with one another, completely honest with one another, respectful with one another. Both sides operated in good faith.
The Fiscal Responsibility Act is the result of weeks of tough negotiations between Democrats and Republicans. The bill allows the government to continue to borrow more money over the next 19 months to meet its obligations, exceeding the current $31.4 trillion debt limit. Nearly 300 people have died in a massive train derailment in India that has injured close to 900 people, according to officials. India has declared Saturday a day of national mourning out of respect to the victims. The accident happened Friday night about 220 kilometers south of Kolkata. Emergency workers had to climb overturned train cars to rescue some victims. Other rescuers cut through the train cars to provide emergency services. Authorities say at least three multi-car trains were involved in the derailment accident. And three Europeans returned home Saturday, a day after being released by Iran in a prisoner swap. Tehran said there was no reason for Europeans to be arrested if they were not, quote, exploited by foreign security services. From Washington, this is VOA News. Turkey's longtime leader has taken the oath of office, ushering in his third presidential term that followed three stints as prime minister. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Recep Tayyip Erdogan was sworn in during a session in parliament before an inauguration ceremony at his sprawling palace complex. Supporters waited outside parliament despite the heavy rain, covering his car with red carnations as he arrived. Erdogan won a new five-year term that could stretch his 20-year rule into a quarter century. All eyes are on the announcement of his new cabinet. Its lineup will give an indication of whether Turkey will change to more conventional economic policies amid a cost-of-living crisis. I'm Karen Chamas.
The United Nations Agency for Palestinian Refugees has raised only about a third of the $300 million needed to help, despite dire warnings from officials. AP correspondent Julie Walker has the story.
The UN Secretary General said at the start of the pledging conference, the agency known as UNRWA is on the verge of financial collapse. The Commissioner General of UNRWA says the new pledges are below the funds needed to keep over 700 schools and 140 clinics open from September through December. At the beginning of the year, UNRWA appealed for $1.6 billion. Donors on Friday announced $812 million in pledges, but just $107 million were new contributions. The country's pledging new funds were not announced. I'm Julie Walker.
Pope Francis is warning the Vatican's missionary fundraisers not to allow financial corruption to creep into their work. He says spirituality and spreading the gospel must drive their operations, not mere entrepreneurship. Francis made the comments in a speech to the national directors of the Vatican's Pontifical Mission Societies, which raise money for the Catholic Church's missionary work in the developing world, building churches and funding training programs for priests and nuns. Francis deviated from his prepared remarks to speak about the risk of corruption. A son of Libya's late leader Muammar Gaddafi, who's been held in Lebanon for more than 7 years, has started a hunger strike to protest his detention without trial. Hannibal Gaddafi's lawyer said Saturday that his client is serious and will continue with the hunger strike, in his words, until the end. Hannibal Gaddafi has been held in Lebanon since 2015 after he was kidnapped from neighboring Syria, where he'd been living as a political refugee. He was abducted by Lebanese militants demanding information about the fate of a Shiite cleric who went missing in Libya 45 years ago. I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.